get your headset on. I'm telling you, people like it if you eat on the air.
No, they don't. It sounds rude.
No, they call it like mutt bag or something. Mutt bang. Something they, Conan O'Brien talked about it.
It's not good.
Some say her armpits smell of lavender. But it's just the scented hefty trash bags.
You're full of it.
Because even my mom has a podcast. Hey, I'm Von Fry, and joining me is...
Mom.
This is Even My Mom Has a Podcast. All right. Cool, huh?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah. We can hear you.
Okay.
All right. Well, had a pretty eventful week. I had major surgery that I recovered from.
Not.
It... I don't know why
you're such a winkling. He got...
Weakling.
He got some teeth filled.
There was nitrous oxide involved. 3 straight days at the dentist office.
And his teeth are so pretty now.
The nitrous oxide took a long time to hit me. Okay? It was like...
Because you're a wimp.
No, because I'm super strong. Okay, so here's what happened. Like I'm laying in the chair.
Like, we're going to believe this.
They've got me in like the inversion table, you know, like the teeter inversion table, all right? They got me leaning backwards like that. They turned the thing on, and I'm like, is this working? And I'm like, how do you feel? I'm like, the same? And hold on, I'm going to change the hose. I'm going to crank it up all the way. After a bit, and really noticed this yesterday particularly.
Don't weigh very much.
The radio was playing country music. And when the DJ got back on, she was like, wah, 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 wah. And it was like all the sounds in the room were happening at once. And it just made a gibberish type. It just started to kind of, the cacophony just kind of like overcame itself and just kind of make a, just kind of white noise. And that's how, and then at one point I said, okay, it's definitely working now. And then I said, did I tell you it was definitely working? Like, yep, you said that. So.
Were they laughing or fixing your teeth?
Yeah, I think they're laughing a little bit. And they were asking about Radio Shack. And I said, I think we still have a Radio Shack. So I think we're going to have an
Derby.
Adventure.
Be you
like,
go
hey,
there?
You guys know about the last Blockbuster?
Like, what are you going to buy there?
We've got the last Radio Shack. Let's go inside. See
your
what we
father
got.
Goes there once in a while for stuff that he needs.
That's what I think we need to do. I think we need to go to the Radio Shack.
And buy some radios.
You don't buy radios necessarily. At one point, they tried to switch it into like a Sprint or T-Mobile store or Singular. It was one of the phone companies. They just tried to offer phones there, seeing if that would work for people.
Okay, well, I'll go on a field trip with you to the Radio Shack.
A field trip with you to the Radio Shack?
Yeah. Do we call them field trips? Adventures. Adventuring.
Yeah, I think adventures might be the cooler.
Adventures with mom?
Field trip.
I like field trip.
How many field trips actually went to a field? When did that term come about, do you think?
I never went to any fields in my field trip. I don't know. Maybe when people went to fields. I don't know.
Well, I know a little something that you might want to know.
What?
You have your popularity shooting up.
It is?
You got a message here on Reddit. I'm going to read this for you, okay? We're going to do this during this segment right here. All right, so this is a message on Reddit. Your podcast is great. Your mom is adorable, and you have a nice voice for podcasting and engaging. Great chemistry between you and mom. I'm on episode 3 now and plan on binge while working today. Glad I found you. We'll be sure to rate 5 stars all around. What mic do you use? Would love to hear you ask mom some stories about her childhood. Cheers. You have a new fan.
Neat.
And that's from Warzius is his name. So
great.
We use the Shure SM57. We also use the Rode Podcaster Pro 2. I think it's called the Rodecaster Pro 2. We have these mic stands, I think, from InnoGear. And we have a Shure windscreen that the president uses. I have videos about this stuff on Amazon, and we also have a little shock mount that works with this too. So that's some of the equipment we use. You also...
What a nice review. Thank you.
You got about 10 5-star reviews this week.
No way.
Yeah, you did. So okay. So there's one written review, but you got 10 5-star ratings on,
well, thank
on
you
Apple
guys.
Podcasts and Spotify.
That's great.
So I am going to have you read one of these.
Let me see it.
I think you can manage to read this. Can you read that?
Okay. Do you like pizza with pineapples? No, I don't. I'm sorry.
And that was from We Play Texas Chainsaw Together. What was the guy's name? Well, that was the title. You're supposed to kind of read the title. It's from Sean Dee Dee, I think. Day Day. We Play Texas Chainsaw. That's a game. It's right. It's kind of a casual horror, asymmetric horror escape game on Xbox that people have been playing a lot lately.
You think I should play it?
No. If you knew how to play some games, it might be interesting to watch. But okay. I think just you don't even know how to hold the controller. That's the issue I have with that.
I like pineapple, but not on pizza. Sorry.
I do not like pineapple on pizza. That's how you spot a serial killer.
I love fresh pineapple.
As if they have pineapple on their pizza. I don't know why they call it Hawaiian pizza. I mean, I'm from Hawaii. You're just from Kansas. At least we know how to make pizza around here.
I did try it once because I had a
pizza
boyfriend
Hut
that liked
is from Kansas.
Pineapple on pizza.
I want to also mention I got a new OLED TV this week. And I wanted to see what a 4K HD movie would look like. I got this Ghost in the Shell from, I think, 2017.
Is it good?
Starring Scarlett Johansson. It is a live-action remake of sorts of an anime movie from the 90s. And they kind of mix in, like, the character's origin story and some other things about
it. So how does it look on your TV?
Oh, it looks pretty amazing.
Like, right.
This is probably, as best I can tell, the movie to watch for testing out your new TV in the 4K high definition HDR. I think this may have Dolby Vision about it. I have to look. If not, it's HDR10. There's a lot to sort through there, but at the very least the colors really pop and there's a lot of like contrast and everything. So visually, I just want to say visually, especially the beginning of the movie, I think the beginning of the movie kind of looks better than the ending. There's spotty special effects here and there, but really good for testing out how your TV looks.
Well,
so
great.
I felt. So yeah, I covered a lot of good stuff right there.
So how old is that movie?
2017.
Okay.
Would be how old?
Like 6 years.
Pretty recent.
Can't do my math.
Pretty recent. I'm gonna crack open a fresh Zoa here because I'm gonna eat some cake. Why am I eating cake?
Because your father retired today. This is last day of working the 9-to-5 grind.
And they made him a cake.
Yesterday they had a party for him, and they had a great big cake for him.
Yeah, and this is chocolate marble?
It's pretty. Then I made homemade German chocolate cupcakes and chocolate cupcakes.
Yeah.
For everybody.
But you didn't make chocolate chip cupcakes.
No, I didn't.
You make chocolate chip muffins.
I do.
So why not the chocolate chip cupcakes?
I have to try it sometime.
All right. Do you have any news for us? Because I got tons of news for us.
I don't have any news today.
All right. Well, I'm going to get us into the news. So let's do our little news alert.
Okay.
I guess. Okay. So tons of happening in the news world. And first of all, did you hear the latest about Travis Kelce?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so Travis Kelce is set to return to practice. Okay,
good.
That's to be expected.
What happened to him? I mean, did he?
He's still alive.
What did he hurt? What did he hurt? Where's his boo boo?
I don't know. It was like wasn't it like a extended knee or something like this?
I don't know. I've never heard. It wasn't during practice. So.
Okay, but the point is, that's not all with Travis Kelce.
What?
He has been spotted with Taylor Swift.
That they would be cute together.
He said he wanted to try to talk to her after a concert, but she didn't talk to him by after a concert, so he missed his opportunity. She heard about that, and
he's
now
cute,
they are being
Taylor.
Spotted together.
They would be cute together. They'd make cute babies.
What? They will make a cute breakup song. That's the whole point of why
no,
she dates
him. They would be a really cute couple.
So Travis Kelce, they say, shot his shot, or took his shot or something, okay?
Okay.
He shot the shot.
I think it's take your shot. He took his shot.
Is that what you think it is?
I think so.
Other news. Twinkies maker Hostess Brands bought for $5.6 billion. You know who bought them?
Who?
Smucker's.
Well,
Smucker's is going to make Twinkies and the cupcakes. And
Hostess.
The
they bought Hostess, huh?
Yeah, Hostess. Hostess got sold to, I think, a Mexican brand a few years back because they had a bit of a collapse around the previous collapse of the economy. Yeah. So I guess every time the economy goes bad, they get sold, right?
I guess so. Well, Smucker's isn't a bad brand, so maybe it'll be okay.
I think that's a good fit for them. You know, somebody in the realm of foods you shouldn't be eating.
They should have like a jelly-filled something now. Because Smucker's makes jelly.
They may put jelly in there in some capacity.
Like strawberry jam.
Grape jelly Twinkie. They have a chocolate Twinkie. They have the typical vanilla one. I don't know if they have other flavors. Maybe a lemon.
Good.
Is there a lemon?
There might be.
Yeah, but they don't mess with that too much. They haven't quite done it like Oreo, where it's like, what else can we jam in here?
Really?
So that's something to look forward to.
Okie doke.
We have details emerging on the escapee over in from Pennsylvania, the guy who spider walked his way, Jackie Chan style.
He got caught.
He got
caught.
Yeah. Okay. Name's Daniello Cavalcante. Pretty cool name.
It is a good name.
He was captured hanging out in the woods. They had a helicopter go over that had like a light, a heat vision sort of gun, you know, like in Predator. Heat vision camera spotted him. They sent some people down there. They surrounded him with 20 people, 20 armed cops, and they sent in a dog, a four-year-old dog named Yoda.
Nobody got hurt. Did the dog get hurt?
Oh, somebody got hurt. The guy got bit in the face.
The dog bit the guy?
Oh, yeah. It subdued him. He was holding a gun. He was holding a rifle he stole.
Yeah.
But I guess he didn't shoot the dog.
Well, that's nice.
Or it's also possible that the dog being Yoda, he shot at him, but he like force deflected the bullets.
But the dog
we
bit
can't
him,
rule
the
that
dog
out.
Bit him in the face?
Yeah, that's what they say.
All I saw in the news was they were taking like they showed like a picture of all these cops, or I guess they were police officers, I'm not sure. They didn't have uniforms on, but they had military gear on, and they were standing with him, the guy they caught. It reminded me like of the old West when they used to take a picture of the dead person. They'd put the person up and they all the guys would be standing there.
There's always some kind of iconic picture of capturing the criminal,
picture.
You know?
This is like, talk about overkill. If I was him, and I don't want to be him because he's a murderer, but
if you were.
If I was him, I would be so proud. It took this many people to catch me. I mean, he looked like he was really had. He's not a very big guy. He's pretty small yet.
There's probably going to be some widespread of ramifications, especially in architecture. They're going to be like, okay, we have to have wider apart walls and hallways outside of prisons.
How many people can do that? You know, when I was
evidently
a kid,
a lot of people can do it. If this guy can just out of nowhere do it,
can you do it?
Yeah, heck yes, I can.
No, you can't. You're not strong enough.
I do
enough.
40 pull-ups in a set every day for almost 20 years. You know, and you're telling me I can't do
when
this?
When I was a kid, we would walk up the doors, you know, like put your feet on the doors and go.
You've seen me do that back in the 90s.
I know, I can do that too. I used to.
You can't do it now.
No, I couldn't do it now. But anyway.
So then why are you saying that you could escape the prison and I couldn't?
Not very many people can do it the way he did it. Did you see how he did it? He did it. He put his hands and his feet and went up.
Yeah, I could do that. I'll do that in the house right now.
Yeah, right.
So when you get to the top, you just hang and then do a pull-up. And so you just hang with your hands at the top, let your feet drop, do a pull-up, leg over.
I didn't see what happened at the top. It's not in the video.
Because the video, it's not like the camera followed him up, watching him do it.
When did he go after he got up there?
You get to the top of the building, okay?
Oh, you went on the
There's
roof?
There's no roof. There's no roof. It's an outside hallway sort of thing, okay?
Okay.
So then you let your feet drop, you pull yourself up, bring your legs over, and then evidently you need to jump off the roof.
Now, they say
when you jump off a roof, not that I've done this lately, you're supposed to land on your back, preferably into a trash can.
Okay, whatever.
And you land on your back because it dissipates the weight across your body. So that's the idea.
Like there's lots of trash cans around.
In a prison, maybe so.
I don't know.
They're going to have new rules. Hey, trash cans away from the building.
Make sure they've got cushioning things in there. Nothing sharp.
No, they put lots of broken glass in the trash cans, you know, from this point forward, right?
Probably.
Yeah, there's going to be some new rules. Also, McDonald's. Phasing out their self-serve soda machines.
Yeah.
This is a bad idea.
Well, it's probably a good idea for McDonald's because people aren't going to wait around. I mean, you can't even get service at McDonald's now. If you don't go put your order in on the computer. I mean, I've seen people stand there and stand there, and then finally somebody waits on them.
All right, so you walk into McDonald's now. There's not a waiting line. There are kiosks away from the where they actually built a desk, you know, with
the
cashier.
So how are you
going to
get refills?
You stand there. You hope they see you. You ask for a refill. And if they remember what you got, you know, when you tell them what it is, and they don't load it with ice, you might get something to drink. Also, you know how frequently their soda machines are off calibration?
Yeah, no.
They're going to send you the most watered down, weirdly fizzy Dr. Pepper ever. Every time.
You go back and stand in line again.
When you have it over there to try it yourself, you can go, this tastes bad. I'm going to get Sprite instead, right?
Right.
Or I'm going to get Powerade. You can't screw up Powerade. At least it's already kind of water to begin with. Now you're going to get a full cup. There's going to be people waiting behind you for other stuff. They're going to occupy all the people working there trying to get these refills. It is a disaster.
It's just hard to even get waited on.
And this may be entirely because they thought they were losing money by people getting too many refills.
Yeah.
I don't see it. The drinks are so cheap and watered down to begin with. They can't really be a
problem. Isn't it hard to get employees now? So they're giving their employees more work to do. It doesn't make sense. Maybe it won't
last. These
calls
from the top never take into consideration the people actually doing the task.
Apparently not.
They say, what can we do to cut the bottom line? Well, if we will give away less refills if we make it harder for people to get refills.
Yeah, and the people are doing that themselves.
How does this affect the speed of the operations? Pretty heavy. You know, this is going to have a big effect if you go to the drive-thru.
Or how's it affecting the customer's experience there? You're going to stand in line till you get upset and walk out.
Yeah. Okay, I've got something else I want to show you. All right, so last week...
Yep.
It shows you Megan Fox got added to Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
They've added somebody else, and you're going to react to this. They call this a reaction. Do you think you can react?
Maybe.
Yeah, bring it. Boom.
You want to read that?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Hollywood Boulevard, Johnny.
Fans love me. Do you know what they'll pay for selfies?
Van Damme.
You want to say what he's doing or anything?
No, I'm not going to say that's naughty. He's kicking a guy, punching a guy, doing all kinds of stuff. Doing like splits while he's doing.
You know why he's doing the splits? Because his character, he's dressed like his character in Bloodsport.
Yeah, his character
where he did
does
the splits and punched guys in the nards, as you say it. The Menards. Save more money at Menards.
Okay. Oh, he's did like a roundabout? Is that what that's called?
Roundhouse kick, but yeah.
A roundhouse kick. Okay.
And that's Jean-Claude Van Damme's voice.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't sound like him.
What do you know what he sounds like?
Well, I watch his movies.
Which movie?
I don't know, but I like the Transporter.
That's Jason Statham.
Oh, no wonder it doesn't sound like him. Gosh. Oh, now somebody's shooting stuff out of their eyes. Like flames.
Well, he kind of like blows fire at them.
They sure have him looking awfully young.
I don't think he looks that much like Jean-Claude Van Damme. He looks half like Johnny Cage in the game and half like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
He looks like probably Jean-Claude Van Damme.
People
wish
have
he still
edited
looks.
This to make it look more like Jean-Claude Van Damme, which would have been amazing.
Oh, he's got a six-pack, though.
What's he doing to this guy?
Dropping a car on top of him. And he just said, boom.
Yep. So, in order to play as Jean-Claude Van Damme, and it, as tempting as it is.
Oh, hold me back.
Looking at over $100 to buy the game.
Seriously?
If you get the standard edition for like $70, they're doing this thing now where it's like, because of the economy, we've decided to up the price of video games to $70. That's the new norm. Everybody agree to this price. We'll fix the price across the market. And that's what they've done. $70 for the base game. You have to pay over $100 for the version that has Jean-Claude Van Damme as Johnny Cage. Originally... Back when the first Mortal Kombat came out in 1992, there was the character of Johnny Cage was based on Jean-Claude Van Damme, and they wanted Jean-Claude Van Damme to be acting in the game, because in the game they actually had actors, and they had what they called digitized graphics, and they had actual people in. Do you remember what that game looked like?
No.
So they kind of modeled him to look like his character in Bloodsport, but they didn't actually have Jean-Claude Van Damme. Finally, they've worked it out. I guess Jean-Claude Van Damme probably asked for way too much money back then. But
that's
why
the price went up.
He could have been... That's the price for video games across the industry, not Jean-Claude Van Damme needing the price to go up to pay for him. That's not the same thing.
Who's paying $100 for these games?
A lot of people now.
Because a lot of adults are playing video games. You guys all grew up, and now you still play video games.
Well, what video games do you play?
I don't.
Well, why not?
Because they're not my thing.
You could play something like Among Us.
No, I could play, I don't know, Pac-Man. That's about it.
I don't think you could handle Pac-Man.
Probably not.
Pac-Man's kind of a serious game. All right, we're going to go to our segment here. This is our new segment. It is called... I think this is a hit segment so far.
I'm pretty good at it. What is last time it was 4-1? I got 4 right and 1 wrong.
All right. So I've got a few things we can do here. We've done talk show hosts. We've done rappers. I've got miscellaneous actors, actresses, singers, comedians, wrestlers, movie directors, the cast of Glee.
No, let's do comedians.
You want to do comedians, huh?
Yes. And I got a comedian quote.
Wonderful. Okay, so.
You betcha.
Our first comedian, okay? Bill Cosby. Is Bill Cosby, he was the host of The Cosby Show? And I think there was a Cosby that came up on CBS.
And you saw him a lot. You saw him alive.
I saw him alive. I saw him before he died in 2004. He came to KU. He played Alan Fieldhouse. And he killed like you simply would not believe.
That was before
there
his
were people
downfall,
falling down whatever. Out of their chairs,
out
laughing, rolling on the ground, laughing.
I'm so glad.
It was like the whole place got the hit of nitrous. Okay.
So you decide you want to be a stand-up comedian?
No, but I mean, I guess I should have thought about it there. But yeah, I mean, he just absolutely destroyed. We saw Jay Leno a few years back.
He also destroyed.
He did not destroy at all. People were kind of like, between his...
But he gave up. I mean, like, he was nonstop, one joke after another, really fast.
Does it matter if they don't land?
They were landing. They were funny.
Is Bill Cosby...
He's alive.
Bill Cosby is...
Alive.
Still with us.
Yes,
and
indeed.
I think he's looking to tour. Okay.
Maybe you'll get to see him again. I wonder if he still has it.
Okay, our next comedian, Mitch Hedberg. This is a guy who kind of dresses like Kurt Cobain of Nirvana, wears like a sweater on stage, has like sunglasses. One of his big jokes is, an escalator can never break. It can simply become stairs. Is Mitch Hedberg dead or alive?
Alive.
Mitch Hedberg is... dead.
Oh, sorry.
And I have yet to edit this, so he's going to keep falling, and we're going to pick him up like Texas Chainsaw Massacre game I play. Like, Leatherface is going to pick him up and then drop him, and then pick him up and drop him repeatedly.
I hear it.
Yeah. So we're waiting for him to drop some more here.
Honestly, I don't know who he is. I just thought maybe he was still alive, but I should have known better.
All right. We're going to mix it up a little bit here. George Lopez, George Lopez Show.
He is alive.
George Lopez is?
Alive.
You know, maybe let me introduce the people a little bit, try to build up some suspense.
Okay.
You think you can handle that?
Sorry, I just got excited because I knew he was alive.
Next comedian, Joe Rogan, squat, bald guy, not Jason Statham, but bald nonetheless, not to be confused with Jason Statham, possibly abuses a lot of supplements that could lead to a heart condition. Maybe something bad happened to him. I don't think you've seen him in a long time. Is Joe Rogan dead or alive?
I think he's dead.
Joe Rogan is alive. And his podcast gets probably 10 positive reviews of an hour or something.
Wow.
Yeah, he kind of has what's considered the number one podcast.
I'll give him props. And sorry about that. I'm glad you're alive.
He has a fairly recently launched comedy venue in Houston called The Mothership.
Maybe you can play there.
Or he can play our podcast and prove to you that he's alive.
Oh.
All right. Louis C.K. This is a guy who got canceled a few years back. Haven't really heard of him. Maybe he indulged in some narcotics. Maybe he...
A lot of narcotics, I think.
Perhaps he hanged himself. Who knows? We haven't seen him in a long time. But this is a guy who had a special concept where he would take people would have their cell phones confiscated when at his shows. And you would watch the show directly on his website. You go straight to him. He gets the money up front. So that was his model for you watching his special. Is Louis C.K., as I'm going to eat the cake here, is he dead or alive?
Dead.
Louis C.K. is alive.
I am not doing good today.
Imagine if we did the cast of Glee instead.
I only got one right. No, I've got one right or two.
Well, you got Bill Cosby and I think George Lopez.
Okay, I got two to three. That's not too
two
bad.
Out of five.
Two out of five, yeah.
That's
two
good.
Right, three wrong.
That's a great ratio if you're LeBron James, the greatest of all time, says Shannon Sharp. I wonder
I'll
how much LeBron James
week,
pays
I
Shannon
promise.
Sharp to run PR interference for him. All right, so now for our final segment. This is where Mom tries to stump me with a quote.
Okay.
She loves this.
I got a doozy for you. Okay. The Mars rover Curiosity has sent back images.
The rover Curiosity?
The Mars rover Curiosity.
Curiosity.
Okay, Curiosity. Whoops. Has sent... Okay, let me start all over. The Mars rover...
I'm not
rover,
editing this out, by the way.
Curiosity has sent back images of some odd things on the surface of Mars, and some of people think they could be UFOs. Here's my question. If we're on the surface of Mars, aren't we the UFOs? Who said that?
We're the UFOs to the perspective of the resident Martians.
If there are any.
Yeah, they can't be UFOs if we're on their territory.
I know.
We're the ones... You said this as a comedian.
Yes, I think they should be proof of life or something like that if we find something up there.
So, assuming this is a comedian, is this a comedian we have talked about already?
In this broadcast? Yes.
In this broadcast?
Today.
Okay, so it very well may have been on my list I was just looking at, huh?
Well, it was somebody that we've talked about.
So we talked about them today.
Yes.
On the podcast.
Yes.
And I'm guessing it's a male?
Because I don't think we talked about any females. Yes.
It couldn't be Jean-Claude Van Damme.
No.
Or Jason Statham.
No.
That's,
one guess.
Those are not guesses. Those are not guesses.
I know, because those aren't comedians.
I don't... If you didn't know Joe Rogan was alive, then there's no way you got a Joe Rogan quote. I'm going to guess
is
Joe Rogan.
Is that a guess? Okay, that's two guesses. One more guess.
What is wrong with you?
Think about the joke. Come on.
What did we say
you
earlier?
You have to work.
Who talks about work?
You have to work it out. Who talks about stuff like that? Tells a little story, a little clever.
A little clever story? And we talked about them on the podcast. Was it early in the podcast? I don't remember. I've still got some nitrous in me, and I'm not recalling.
Who did we talk about today? Go through your mind. Who did
well, we
talk
about? Okay, we had that little dog next door running around in the sprinkler, which was...
That's not part of the podcast.
That was adorable. I got to say, I thought I cracked the code. I was like, hey, his name's Chip because Chip from Beauty and the Beast, Chip the teacup. He's a teacup Yorkie. He's Chip the teacup.
No,
and Yorkie.
And what did
and
I say?
You said no.
Because
his name's Chip because he has
chip
a chocolate
on
chip
butt.
On his butt. So I talked to his owner, and she tells me, "Oh, his name's Chip because he has a chocolate chip on his butt." And I'm
and
like,
I
"Oh, my
right.
mom was right." But my naming for him was more clever.
He's just like the cutest dog ever, though. He just goes crazy when he sees you or he sees Monty.
Well,
he sees us
about once a week. And
he doesn't
just
go
loses
crazy when
it.
He sees me.
He's already going crazy when he sees us, so he doesn't have to go crazy.
You guys
crazy.
Are his buds.
Maybe if you watered the flowers out there, he'd see you and get excited.
Okay, come on. Answer the... Who is it? Who said that?
You know what? How about Jason Statham? That's a second guess. Is it Jason Statham?
No, you're cheating now. One more guess.
How am I cheating? I'm looking at the list of...
You're having too many...
Dead or alive. Is it George Lopez?
No.
Okay. Not
Jay Leno.
Jay Leno. Oh, no wonder it wasn't funny.
Bye-bye now.